We continue to follow the story that broke overnight about an Egypt airliner that went down over the Mediterranean. Not a whole lot of details in. They're still getting some facts. But joining us right now to talk about some of the things that we know, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. He, of course, the author of the new book, Defeating Jihad, The Winnable War. Thanks for joining us, sir.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Brian.
So Jean-Paul Trodec is the former president of the French Air Accident Investigation Bureau. And he is quoted this morning saying, and I'm quoting him, there's a strong possibility of an explosion on board from a bomb or a suicide bomber based on everything that he has learned so far, which means this flight was cruising at 37,000 feet, no sign of problems, and no weather issues at all. Based on what you know, Charles de Gaulle Airport and the climate there, what is your reaction?
Look, one always has to be incredibly cautious in the beginning. These kinds of incidents can take weeks, if not months, to get the answers. However, let's look at the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle. So, yes, this was at a very high cruising altitude, 37,000 feet, and there was a catastrophic failure. It went from flying to cruising to disappearing off the radar screens of Egypt. Secondly, it was a flight that originated in France and was going to Egypt. Those are two nations that are highly symbolic for groups like ISIS. We've seen two attacks in Paris already. Egypt is on the front line of the fight against ISIS. There's an ISIS affiliate in Egypt called Bayt al-Maqdisi in the Sinai. Thirdly, we have this very suspicious report that it broke contact with Greek air traffic control, and there was silence from that point until it fell off the Egyptian radar. That is very, very strange. And then lastly, if you look at the manifest for the aircraft, in just the last few days, this aircraft, which is not unusual for Egypt Air, has been everywhere. It's been to Brussels. It's been to Tunis. It's landed in Luxor. It's landed in Eritrea. Many of those countries have very, how shall I put this politely, disconcerting levels of airport security when it comes to vetting staff and ground crew. If you put all those pieces together, this indicates the high likelihood of a potential terrorist attack.
All right. Would you read anything into the fact that there were three air marshals on board this flight, or is that just common procedure?
It's a high proportion of air marshals. If you think that we had less than 70 passengers on board, so about a 50% complement of passengers. But remember, these are Egyptian air marshals, and they simply could be going back to headquarters, back to base, after several legs of various different flights. So at the moment, it's a high proportion. But if they're just going back home for a rest period, it could be a completely standard complement.
All right, Sebastian Gorka, you are going to be a busy man today. We appreciate you carving out some time this morning to cover this story.
Thanks,
as
Seb.
We learn more and more. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.